Howdy, y'all. My cousin told me you busy-ass city fellas were wondering what us laid-back country folk did for fun. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but there ain't nothing much here but corn. We got some cows, too. Couple tractors. Really nothing to do down here except screw. Well, and frog gigging. But most of the time, we're just behind the barn fucking the shit out of each other. Let's see. There's that gas station right outside of town. The guy who runs it is pretty friendly. He'll even pump gas for you. On slow days, he'll pump a little something extra, too. His dick's pretty okay, but the real reason I keep letting him pound my pussy is his nut. Fucker comes like a fire hose. First time he gushed in me, I found out why his wife's always got a bun in the oven. Fella could knock up a heifer with a nut like that. Down the road a bit's the mechanic. He'll fix anything from a busted tractor to a dirt bike you trashed in the creek because you had a little Jack Daniels in you. He'll even give you a discount if you let him do some heavy labor on your tailpipe. Boy's an ass man, you see. Mama feeds me good, so I've got plenty of cushion back there for the real hard pounding. Never should have given that fucker my number, though. He called up the house one time. Mama picked up the phone. He said some stupid shit like, "Can't wait to fuck your butt again," or something. Mama went and told Pa, and Pa got his belt and his whiskey. Gave me such a whooping he nearly knocked the freckles off my ass and the ginger out of my bush. Little bit further's the Wilson's place. Mrs. Wilson's got the best blackberry pies in the county, and she's always wanting me to come over for a slice. Course, while I'm eating her cooking, she's under the table chowing down on my cunt. That closet dyke will eat my pussy till I've come cross-eyed and her face looks like a Krispy Kreme. Her record for snatch eating's just under 3 hours. I don't know how her tongue didn't fall off, or how she didn't drown. Now look, I ain't gonna whip my vag out for any lesbo to snack on, but Mrs. Wilson can eat pussy like you wouldn't believe. Pie ain't bad neither. Of course, down from their place is the campground. That's usually where the out-of-towners show up. I like to sneak down there at night, see what everybody's up to. One time I stumbled on a group who were slamming back bush lights like they were trying to forget the war. I gave them my bush heavy to give them something to do between beers. They fucked me till sun up and packed me with meat like I was a sausage skin. Seriously, those boys drilled my holes till I had to limp back home. They weren't shy about sharing neither. They stuffed cocks in my cunt and my ass till I was looking like a butter churn. Pa found me walking with a cane the day later and guessed why. He sure did give me another reason I couldn't sit down. It was worth it, though. I ain't all the time a girl gets good, hard double stuffing. Everybody goes to the one bar we got, though. It's okay, I guess. They do this weird Chinese thing or something every Tuesday. I still can't say it worth a dang. Bukkake or something like that. All I know is I almost made $15 in tips last time. That's pretty much all there is down here. Well, I mean, we've got a few critters in the stables. Those beasts have got the meatiest goddamn cock. Oh. Probably shouldn't say that one, eh? Anyway, y'all don't be afraid to come on down. I'll give you a hand job, okay?